Whenever now someone says know. The Babadook isn't openly gay, it's like, did you ever even watch the movie? It's canon. Basically, I mean, he created a pop-up book of himself for the drama of it all.
Right.
Sorry. And there was a t-shirt there the other day. I think I've got, like, put it in my wish list, but it's the Babadook like that with the gay
holding
flag
up the flag.
It made me so happy. It just brought
should
me
should get
joy.
That for Clay.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Should I do the intro?
Yeah, well, considering we did like 5 minutes randomly talking about the gay Babadook, yeah.
The mic check?
It wasn't really unquote. 5 minutes.
No, I know.
Do you know time?
No.
No.
You have to do an intro now.
Do I?
No.
You sure?
You do what you want to do.
Sure. Look, I'm getting really excited about the fact that after this hour, I don't have to drive the show. Like, I'm really excited to be like a guest and not like the host.
Because John will be back.
Well, no, not just that, but like... Like, when it's my show, I feel like I need to kind of guide shit. But
yeah.
This, like, the, like whatever we do after this tonight,
yeah.
I'm sitting back and
fair
I'm
fair
game.
That's the same way that
I can't curse,
here.
Right?
Huh?
I can't curse, right?
You can't use a couple of curse words.
You're allowed to, just not the...
The two big
fucking
ones.
Fucking shit.
Well, I guess it's not...
Fucking what else?
Shit?
And GD. No, I don't care if you say shit.
Okay.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, we're a religious family.
Okay.
And so I have said that on occasion. I got popped
on occasion.
From my dad. Well, yeah. Okay. Mm. Well, anyway, I try
I
not
had
to.
A dollar for every time I
it's
heard
one
that
thing
word
to
out
do,
of your mouth.
It's one thing to do it like in your own home, but it's mm-hmm. another thing to like, you know. So yeah.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
I will play by your rules.
It like physically hurts my mom. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, and your dad got mad because we were in a play and some guy improv'd it at one point and he was like livid. You could see him like boiling.
It's weird.
Fuck or the other one?
The other
no,
one.
No, the other one.
They care about the other one.
Yeah.
The one that we cannot speak its name.
It's
like the Voldemort
of
words.
It's one of the Ten Commandments. So I think that's why she's so like hardcore about it.
Okay, we won't go into my thoughts about the Ten Commandments, but...
Right.
Are you opposed to the Ten Commandments?
There are more than 10.
There were 15, and then Moses
they
dropped
only wanted
one.
I saw, I saw that documentary.
Yes. Yes. Hey, it had history in the title. It has to be true.
It does.
Right.
And it's only part one. I'm excited about part two.
That's right.
I really wanted to see part two. Like, when I was a kid, and I saw History of the World,
for Hitler
part one...
And what was it, Hitler in Springtime?
No.
Springtime for Hitler?
You were thinking about Jews in Space.
No, there was a Hitler one, too.
There's Springtime for Hitler, and that's part
of
the
producers.
Right, but I thought that came from History of the World.
History
or there's
the world
something at the end of History of the World we're talking
Jews
about.
Jews in Space.
No, it's about Hitler, though.
Hitler?
Oh, the ice skating Hitlers.
Is it? Is that what that
I
is?
I think so.
Okay. I don't know.
He's a funny man.
He is.
Oh, there's a guy in Argentina. He's 129 years old, and he has dementia, and he thinks he's actually Hitler.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, I just read an article on this today.
I think you just said screw the intro.
Dance Monkey Dance, this is Chris.
Brandon.
And Kristen.
All right, good.
Argentinian man, 129 years old.
Silly audience. Intros are for kids.
So,
go
like,
ahead.
Apparently he never spoke about Nazis up until a couple of years ago.
Did
his
he get
wife
hit
says,
on the head?
He's got dementia.
Well, I know, but
so
it's
wait
129.
A wait a minute. Whoa,
okay,
wait. Where's he from? Argentina.
He's in Argentina.
Argentina.
Which is where a lot of the Nazis fled to.
And his wife thinks that he actually was a Nazi.
Oh, wait, what? Hmm. So he's 129 years old.
I
they
thought,
fled
wait,
to
wait,
Argentina.
He's been in Argentina for 70 years.
I thought
so
like
the timing,
oldest person alive was like 117.
Maybe in the U.S.
Hold on, let me see.
I think, yeah, I don't know. Come on, Guinness World Book.
I mean, there was all those. Now, they were on TV and they were on the History Channel, so take it with a grain of salt.
146th birthday. World's oldest man. And
146?
Where is this one? Is this the Argentinian?
An Indonesian man.
Oh, Indonesia. That's like
I just think they forgot how to count. So
oh, unless it is measured by prison dates.
He prepared for his date death in 1992.
So look, I want to live forever, but like 146 is up there.
It is up there.
That's way up there.
Yeah.
But like, so I didn't realize, and I didn't know until I went to court last week, that jail days actually are double our outside days. So like, if you're sentenced to 8 years in prison, it's not really 8 years in prison. It's 5 years and some odd.
Right, because there's so many people in prison they can't.
I guess. Like they have to. But like, why aren't days just days?
Because there's too many people in prison.
I mean, that's just stupid.
There was always like, whenever like a celebrity gets sent to prison and they do like 30 days in jail, they'll only do like 10.
Yeah,
because
Paris Hilton.
Yeah, something like that.
Did like 7 to 11 days somewhere.
Why don't we just call it 10 and call it a day? It confuses people.
I don't know. But that's like life in prison is
20 years.
Is 20 years. And if you go past that 20 years, you can actually get out. And it's like, crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why they run life sentences concurrently, because
yeah, that's what always confused me too, because I'm like, well, wouldn't they be like 90? Why would they even care at that point?
Well.
But yeah. Now it makes sense. And now you know.
But the guy in Argentina.
Yeah, okay, go back to this.
He thinks he's Hitler.
That is, well, I mean,
what if he really is Hitler?
Well, so this is, his wife says that he does not think he's Hitler. He didn't talk about Nazism until a couple years ago when he came down with dementia. So basically he says that he's Hitler and that that there were a lot of people out there that he can now come out because the state of Israel has stopped hunting Nazis. which is true. It's okay. An accurate state. As you know, as a rule, the government doesn't hunt of Israel does not hunt Nazis.
Okay.
And
is there a Nazi hunting season?
I don't know.
Like springtime,
right? About that's the springtime for
yeah,
Hitler.
Springtime for Hitler. That makes sense.
But he says he's going to write a book, and when it comes out, people will see his side of the story and understand why everything was done. That a lot of stuff was pinned on him that shouldn't have been pinned on him.
I wonder if he has like anti-dementia, like maybe he remembers, like maybe somebody gave him, maybe the Nazis know. Like gave him an injection that made him forget.
129. All of
these so years. I think the burning question is, does he have one testicle? Because Hitler had only one testicle,
supposedly.
So.
Wait, which History Channel?
Well, people also supposedly think he got shot in the head and then shot Eva Braun. Is it Eva Braun?
Well, that's... Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So, but, the History Channel had those shows where, like, there are people who swear that Hitler escaped because there is no body and there is no, like, like, sign of him. So, like, that maybe the Nazi Allies... Maybe the Allies made up the fact that he was dead...
My question
to end
is
the
this.
War.
If you had so much Nazi gold, why wouldn't you just remelt the gold and then
and make
before,
it not, Nazi,
not
gold.
Nazi gold?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because
maybe
you're proud of the little symbol? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, come on, dude.
And maybe he has. Maybe that's where all the Nazi gold went.
Maybe that's how he's lived as long as he has.
Through science.
Paid for, like, special scientific things.
Well, he paid for a lot of weird science things that
Nazis
were
trying. Well,
that's
Nazis what I'm saying. Trying. He would have had money
about, like,
to do it.
Hellboy Nazi science. I'm talking about actual Nazi science.
Well, he would have had the Nazi gold that he just melts down and gives to him, to his friends.
I mean, there is proof that he was into shit like the Hellboy Nazi stuff.
Yeah. No, just not quite to that
degree.
That's why you have things like Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm.
So should we go to Argentina and ask him to drop his pants?
No, because it's
I'll
really
ask
unsafe.
Him. I mean, he's 129.
For anybody not speaking Portuguese, does the Argentinian speak Portuguese?
You're asking the wrong person.
I would say just
I speak two languages, English and broken English.
So Brazil, they speak Portuguese, right?
Brazil is definitely Portuguese, yes.
Because there is a large portion. Half of them speak Spanish and half of them speak... And I'm saying that broadly, half and half.
Because they all look alike to Brandon.
Right.
No, because I don't know... Because I'm shit
they're
at geography.
They're all actually Spanish, right?
Huh?
They're actually Spanish.
Guys, this is
serious. Well, yeah, but Brazilians do speak Portuguese.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
No Portuguese.
That one I know.
Ask Stewie.
You're making a reference to a specific episode of Family Guy.
I am.
Did you watch Family Guy?
Nah, some of it.
Yeah. You're making a really super specific reference.
You're the one with the Google over here to see if he has one testicle. We don't even have to make a trip.
Yes, but Google isn't going to tell us something that's not really true or not. No, I mean, Google can
here,
say...
Here, wait. Let's try this. Wait.
Okay. Siri.
Siri.
Yeah.
Does Hitler only have one testicle?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Come on, Siri. Oh, you're not going to talk to me? Here's what I found on the web. Does Hitler only have one testicle?
What I found on the web for does Hitler only have one testicle?
Is that fair use?
I don't know.
Siri, it's on the web.
Do you want me to, like...
check fair use for Siri?
Yeah. Okay. Hang on. Please stand by.
You can have a cool iPhone, too.
Please stand
by. But this does tie in, like, to one of my favorite Nazi stories.
Yeah.
Or theories.
Oh, my God. It went so far off the rails so quickly in the episode.
No, it's interesting, though.
Did we get any emails this week?
No. My last name is Hainer. I am German, so this does have some relevance. Well, no, it doesn't, because my family was way out before the Nazis, but...
You're allowed to be interested in Hitler.
They were way out, like, they were already killing people before the Nazis?
Yes.
Okay.
The World War One medic, Johann Jambor, is said to have discovered an injured Hitler at the Battle of Somme in 1916 and saved his life. Hitler was screaming for help as a result of injuries to the abdomen. His legs were covered in blood, and he had lost a testicle.
Okay.
So this is from the medic that rescued him. So what I'm saying is that we should go and see if the dude's got one testicle.
Yeah.
If he's got one testicle and like a little tiny mustache, we might be on.
He has no mustache.
Well, he could have shaven the mustache by now, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would think.
They come and go.
How many people do you think have, like, just one testicle? Like, whether it be by birth defect
Lance
or by
Armstrong.
Surgery? Yeah.
Well, I mean, dude, that probably not as many as you think.
That dude's all karma right there. I mean, if you're going to take drugs and enhance your thing, I mean, not in that.
Enhance your thing.
I'm not talking about that.
Well, tell us what kind of drugs you take to enhance your thing, Brandon.
Like, enhancement in what way? Know. Length, girth?
No,
can you throw it over shoulder like a continental soldier?
Tell us more. He's blushing, guys. It is hard to get Brandon to blush.
Yes.
You have succeeded, sir.
Ooh.
Blushing Brandon.
But no, I mean, that's like karma. If you're going to cheat, like, and take performance-enhancing drugs seriously, then yeah, I mean, you know, you're going to lose a nut.
Nut up or shut up.
Do you think that made him faster? Like,
because he's lighter?
Because he's
like
lighter.
By like an ounce?
Or like air?
Like,
air, more aerodynamic?
I don't know how big his testicles.
I don't know.
Could have been a pound.
I think a lot of that has
oh my
to do.
Oh, God. It weighs a pound. I'm concerned.
Balls. That's a big ball.
That's a lot of weight.
Dude. That's a big ball right there. I don't know how many you've handled, but they're usually not a pound.
No.
A pound is a lot.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I was just throwing out weights.
Okay.
My computer's heavy at 5 pounds.
It's like five testicles right there.
I know.
How much does a golf
According
ball
to Kristen.
What?
Did you know? Okay. What?
I don't know weight.
Okay, Lance Armstrong. Wait, we were talking about Lance. No, we were talking about Hitler's one ball.
Okay, so
your family only has one ball.
Fast
no,
you can go if you only have one ball. What?
So I once watched a program. It was not on the History Channel, but it was a fascinating documentary on UFOs and the roles that Nazis played in UFOs.
Whoa. Well,
one step back.
Uh huh.
Do you normally watch UFO documentaries on the History Channel?
I will. Well. I'm a little fascinated by the idea of UFOs.
My friend Chrissy has a huge issue with UFOs.
Huge issue?
Being on the History Channel. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no. Like, most of the shit the aliens dude, like...
Anal probing?
Well, no.
No.
So the idea of this documentary was that... that at the end of World War II... the Nazis were working on a bunch of vehicles that could take off vertically because the Allies were bombing the shit out of the airfields.
The reason for that is because there were approximately, sorry, I do know the actual history on this.
Okay.
Is like there were, for every four German aircraft, there was one Allied aircraft, specifically British. But the Germans, when the Germans were like 10 to 15 years older because of the Treaty of Versailles, they weren't allowed to create new weaponry.
Right.
So what they had was a lot of weaponry from World War One, and they had built up some of their artillery during World War Two, but because of a lack of this, that, and the other, they had more airplanes, period, but the speed was, the speed and maneuverability of the aircraft of the Allies were much more dependable. So that's right. why they were bombing them at such great speed.
So at the end of the war, the Allies go in and they liberate all the German scientists. And they look at the V2 and they look at all the shit that they were working on. And it's fact that a lot of the German scientists were brought over to America, and a bunch of them escaped to Argentina.
Okay.
In 1947, there's a crash in Roswell, New Mexico that everybody says is alien.
Yeah.
Right.
Some of the ships that the Germans were working on, when you see historical pictures of them, look like big flying saucers because they were basically helicopters kind of upside down.
Mm-hmm.
So the blades were on the bottom. There was this disc shape that the person set in the middle.
Which doesn't work.
But they were working on.
Yeah.
So what the documentary was saying was that if you look at the UFO sightings in the 50s and 60s, most of them are over Midwest America and most of them are over Argentina. And that what better cover could the United States government have for, instead of saying we're working on Nazi prototype aircraft,
right,
then letting the imagination of the American people run away with their aliens.
Huh.
And they Area 51 was designed specifically to house German Nazi technology that the U.S. was working on with German scientists. And at the same time, those scientists that fled to Argentina were working on similar things,
right,
giving it to military. And the military's flying them. They crash or they're seen. Everybody's like,
"You have to say it's
aliens."
UFO. Yeah.
Do you believe in aliens?
I believe that there is other life in the galaxy.
Yeah.
I think there's 200 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy. There's an infinite number of galaxies in the universe. There's no way we're alone.
That's what confuses me. Now, we've had this discussion before between us, and I know you've had it before.
Right.
Like, being a Christian
and
not believing in a higher power to that level and not thinking that there's anything else out there, it baffles me.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that we've been visited. I don't think there's the technology, even if you look at the expanse of the galaxy and there would be civilizations that are millions of years older than us, if they survived. There's no way that there's technology enough to find us in this one section of the Milky Way galaxy.
And from, there was either a documentary that I watched, or it could be like Independence Day 2, I don't know. But like someone had said the line, basically they said if they're going to be smart enough to come to Earth, then they're probably going to be aggressors.
Yeah, but they would have to find us.
They would have
I think
a needle in the haystack.
Yeah, I mean, we've been looking for proof of extraterrestrial life through SETI for decades.
It's called, pronounced Yeti.
Mm-hmm. So
sorry.
Yeah.
So, look so mad at me. I make one stupid science joke.
So I highly doubt that we've ever been visited.
Okay.
I don't think, because quite honestly, like, going back to the whole Trump thing, like, he can't keep his mouth shut about anything.
Yeah.
If Area 51 was actually aliens, he'd be like, look, we got aliens in this country. They're fantastic, but they're
there.
Aliens
are bigly.
Yeah. So I don't believe that we've ever been visited, but we're not alone. There's no way that in this, the expanse of galaxies, even the universe, whatever, we can't possibly be the only ones.
Well, I wonder if we're going to be like the Vulcans in First Contact. I wonder if we're going to have that type of wormhole theory, you know, where you're actually going to be able to go and basically explore that.
It would be fascinating, but I just don't feel like it's definitely not going to happen in my lifetime.
Oh no!
Like, as much as I would love to see like
plus
a true blue alien,
that's too much.
I think it'd be fascinating to see what their culture would be like and the things that they might believe in. Like, if you could have a conversation with them.
Having a common language.
Having a common language, yeah. And having a conversation and seeing if there are parallels or if it's just completely off different. The rails.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
So, not to get into political discussion, this is okay. Left of political discussion. What do you think about the government cutting NASA funding?
I think it's an absolute travesty. I think the benefits of NASA outweigh whatever the cost is.
Yeah.
The things that NASA has just come up with in space travel, the things that we use every day.
Yeah.
Tang.
Yeah, well... That Velcro, like all the little stuff that you take for granted, microwave ovens,
yeah,
all that stuff that was created by NASA. And if you listen to people like Neil deGrasse Tyson of like the amount of money, the operating budget of NASA is minuscule. Like the entire operating budget of NASA since its inception is like a tenth of like the budget for everything else. And he talks about, like, if you took a dollar bill and you sliced into it with a razor, the amount of money that the NASA budget is, you wouldn't even get to the ink. Like, you'd get, it'd just be the border. You wouldn't even get to the ink. And it's like 1% of a penny for every tax dollar.
That's crazy.
And I think that even if you don't want to fund missions to Mars or to the moon or whatever they want to do next, you have to look at all the positive things that NASA does, all the research and all the advancements that they've made in the past couple decades.
So how do you feel about the privatization like of SpaceX and all that?
I think that's great. I think that's going to be the wave of the future. I really do. Reusable rockets that will land themselves that they don't have to go retrieve in the middle of the ocean.
Well, that's what always confused me. I was just, don't we now have rockets that land? Or
no, SpaceX is the only one that lands.
Okay.
Everything else goes up. Like even with the shuttle, the external tanks fell into the ocean.
Yeah.
Some of them they've never found.
Yeah.
You still have to guide everything too.
Well, yeah. I mean, does SpaceX do? They take off and they reach the outside, but do they actually go into the actual space?
Yes. They have made supply runs to the International Space Station, I believe.
Okay.
Through the Dragon program.
You can't now do it outside of Russia and SpaceX. Right. That's pretty much it. Because China can't even do that yet. Can't
right.
Because China still purchases fare.
Well, in Russia, you have to go up in a spaceship that was built in the 60s. And
how?
I think they're reusable, but they're not, like, you have to, they go through serious restoration between.
They have to.
Yeah, not even that, though. I don't understand how we as a country of ingenuity, because I do feel like we you know, the Industrial Revolution in large part was because of us. The Digital Revolution has been because of us. How do we how are we allowing that to suffer to such a degree where we all the only way to get up into space now is Russia?
Well, it's interesting because I'm just too young to remember any of the space missions.
Yeah,
I was born in 1974. Well, first one went up in 1969.
You remember 86 Challenger?
Yes, but I mean, within my lifetime, if I can remember, like they were still landing on the moon when I was born.
Yeah,
we went from that to now all we can achieve is low Earth orbit, and it's not even outer space; it's just low Earth orbit.
I'm frustrated.
I mean, they have to course correct the space station so it doesn't fall into an orbit that comes back into the atmosphere constantly.
I don't understand. I guess I don't understand why we're not doing things like Elysium at this point. Or
from everything that I've heard through astrophysicists and other people that I've listened to, it comes very much from the fact that we won the Cold War. All the ingenuity that came out of the Apollo program was to beat the Russians to the moon.
Yeah,
and once that happened. You could even see it, like Apollo 11 was on TV by the time they got to Apollo 13. Two missions later, they didn't air them, like, during the flight to the moon.
Apollo 18 was attacked by aliens, according to that movie.
Well, yeah, but I don't believe that either.
That wasn't on the History Channel.
Because there actually was an Apollo 18, and it was when the...
Did you see that movie?
Yes, I did.
It was terrible.
They did a joint mission with the Soviets. It was the Apollo-Soyuz program, where the Apollo capsule met the Soyuz capsule in the atmosphere and docked. That was Apollo 18. So there actually was an Apollo 18. It just didn't go to the moon. So, and then the next one was Skylab.
Okay.
But going back to your question before, because we won the space race, everybody just got bored of it and said, well, that's fine. That we can go to the moon now.
That's what I never understood. I always felt like the goal, like I remember reading books as a kid. On dinosaurs, one, you know, so I knew a shit ton about dinosaurs. But then on the other hand, like my parents bought me stuff like Mission to Mars and like how we were going to like basically go to Mars and it's going to be done in like 2006 or 1996 or whatever the hell it was.
Right.
And it was a manual on how we were going to do it and things like that. I thought it was true for a long, long, long time.
I think
a lot of people did.
I think the desire is there, obviously. I mean, they're now talking about SpaceX going within the next 2 years.
Yeah.
And setting something up. But, I mean, the last thing that I read on the website from NASA was that they now realize how much radiation is actually on the surface of Mars. And they can't send somebody without doing more research into protection.
Ooh. And because, that takes, like, what, 12 years or something like
that? Well, I don't... I think they still want to go, and I think it's going to be the risks are going to outweigh the reward. I think, you know.
That's all I want to see in my lifetime, is I don't give a shit about aliens in my lifetime.
Right.
I super want to see some dude land on Mars, because first and foremost, Arnold Schwarzenegger's there, and there's a woman with three boobs.
It's the three boobs that you
want. Well, that's what happens if you go too early and you get mutants.
Yeah.
People don't understand that at the end of that movie, it's all a dream. The entire thing is a dream sequence.
Well, it's him being lobotomized.
No, even after that happens. Like, supposedly, like, it breaks down and all that, but then it actually, at the end of the movie, like, shows the computer shutting down. So it actually all happened within... It's actually all part of the Total Recall.
Wait, like, after the credits?
Something like that. I don't remember what it was specifically. But Total Recall, people don't understand that it was actually part of the Total Recall program.
Right.
Everything that happens to him, from top to bottom.
Well, I'm okay with us going to Mars as long as we don't send Matt Damon. Because then we got to go get that fucker.
And I mean, what is he going to do?
Set so much on fire.
Yeah, he did set a lot of Mars on fire. And that beard's just terrible.
Well, he was a space pirate.
That beard was just...
We can let him do our calculations.
That's one of those movies that has become really rewatchable for me. Like, if I'm not watching anything on, like, you know, like a Saturday night, I throw on The Martian because I can just sit there and watch that all day long.
I've watched it once or twice.
We read the book.
I love that movie. I think that's a
great...
Did
you read the book?
No.
How have you not read the book?
Because read I don't the have book. Time for books, man.
If there's anything,
get the book on tape.
Like, it's... You, I think about, like, Star Wars, Star Trek, and space travel.
Yeah.
Which is also part of Star Wars and Star Trek, now that I think about it.
It's so all just space. The same.
Only thing I think about it when it comes to you.
Just space?
I look up the night sky.
And Chris is up there.
And I go, I wonder what Chris is doing now.
Do you look up at the night sky and then something looks back at you and reports what Chris is doing? How does that work?
No.
Maybe I'm actually an alien. Maybe my ship's buried in the backyard.
Yeah, that's why you're saying it was the...
That's true.
The Nazis.
Yeah.
What about Nazis in space?
Now that you've blown my cover. now I have to kill you.
You're an alien monkey?
Yes.
And you like to dance?
Yes.
Wow. So The Martian on tape is what you need to to look into.
Who has a tape player anymore outside of me? Do you have a VHS player?
No,
still?
I mean, it's... Yeah. I mean, well, what is it? It's on CD? There. Audio? The audio version?
Oh, yeah, no. What do you call it? Do you call it, like, books on tape still, if you're playing?
Well, they're audio books.
Audiobooks, that's a much better name for it.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Your listeners have to think I'm a complete idiot.
This brought to you by Audible.
Audible.
Audible.com. No, they're not paying us.
No,
don't go.
They're too expensive.
But if you'd like to pay us to do this, Audible, I don't know if Chris would accept that.
Go to the library. It's free.
Yes.
How's your library journey?
Well, I've only gone once. She's got to bring the books back this Saturday coming up, so...
I watched Silicon Valley, all of Silicon Valley this week, thanks to the library.
All of it?
The first season. Sorry.
Well, that's not all of it, because there's like four seasons.
Yeah, I'm very clear on that now that I say that out loud.
They haven't pulled it out. It's still on hold, right?
I've got season two on hold, so I'll pick that up on Thursday. And then season three may be there by Thursday as well.
Okay.
So by the next time we talk.
Okay.
You will have finished season two.
Well, by the time this comes out.
Since the last time we talked, I've finished season five of House of Cards.
I'm halfway done.
And the latest season of Orange is the New Black.
I haven't seen any of that. I haven't seen a single episode of that.
At all?
No, not a single episode.
Of the series?
So, I made a list of all the Netflix shows.
Yeah?
And I'm trying.
You, a list?
But there are a lot of Netflix shows. They come out with a few a week. So, it's kind of daunting.
Especially with the new formatting.
Well, no, I mean, I made a list, like Wikipedia. Thank God for Wikipedia.
Well, no, I mean, like, how there are original series now. Like,
well, that's what, more I'm that only watching out. The original series. I'm not watching everything on Netflix. That's crazy.
Well, I didn't think you were watching everything on Netflix.
You have watched Stranger Things, right?
I've watched Stranger Things. Okay. But well, I need to watch it again because I didn't get it the way that everybody else got it. Like, I really liked it.
How many seasons of Stranger Things?
One.
Okay.
Eight episodes.
Okay.
Eight little episodes.
Okay, yeah.
But you're going to get 10 episodes this next season, I think. Lemony Snicket's I liked the first half of the season that we've watched. Is your daughter too young for that?
No, that's not for her.
Yet or in general?
Yet.
Okay. Have you read this book? Would you read?
Sometimes.
Okay.
He just said he doesn't have time. That's why I'm not a huge reader.
Sorry. There's just other things for I'd rather do.
See, I still have to read. So I'm reading, writing, watching these movies. But I'm also...
Reading, writing, unemployed. Arithmetic.
Yeah, it's the math that we don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can add. Algebra. I do lists,
that's
guys.
the ladder so of like
one, two, three. Do you count like a Bugs Bunny cartoon? Do you go one for you, one for me, two for you, one, two for me, three for you, one, two, three for me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
Okay. And sometimes he even gets a cookie because it's good enough for me.
T is that's for cookie.
Completely good enough for me.
What?
Well, they count on Sesame Street. We've gone over this.
So, random non sequitur. This popped in my head this week.
That's what we're all about here on Dance Monkey Dance. Go for it.
So, and this is not going to be on anything else that we record. So, my question is this. Okay, you've been doing this for 323 odd episodes?
Yes.
What is... the subject that you think, like, we talk about things here like religion and we tap on things and use everybody's first time listening at some point in time is what you stated before.
Mm-hmm. Like a comic book.
Yes, exactly. So that's why they renumber from time to time. Although renumbering Superman after 700 issues really pisses me off. Same thing with Fantastic Four.
Are you OCD?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
But I tried
there are
several
pills
different
for that.
The look on Kristen's face tells me that it's a little bit more than a little bit.
But he throws all the red ones away. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, because they're not the right color. But what would be a topic or one topic or several topics that you don't think your listeners would ever want to hear about again?
I don't think there's anything. I mean, we touch on things all the time that I think part of...
Well, let me rephrase then. The people would go, ugh, if that you were talking about again.
They probably do that when we talk about politics.
Okay.
But we've touched on just about everything. And I think part of the appeal is that our format is that we don't really have a format.
Yeah.
Is that we talk about what we like. We talk about a lot of pop culture stuff. We talk a lot about comic book TV shows, and we talk about Walking Dead, and we review stuff like that.
Are you watching Fear the Walking Dead? Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
But I think because it's always different that we're not sticking to one thing. We're not just all about Star Wars, and we're not just all about comic books, that we run the gamut, and it's just people having a conversation. I think that's what the appeal to the show is.
Okay. Then is there anything that you would want to talk about or you think John would not want to talk about again that you've discussed either once or twice or...
He's going to make you talk about it anyways right now.
No. Just
kidding. You know
I mean, there's certain things that we don't talk about for privacy. There's things that have never come up for that. But
like how many balls you have?
That's I have two this evening. I'll drop them on the table if you really want.
Hasn't been to Mars yet. He doesn't have a third.
I don't want to embarrass Kristen.
No, I honestly.
When she looks in there, like those aren't a pound.
No, like I do from time to time for a laugh. So in high school, we did when we were reading like Shakespeare. Or like together, like as a group of guys, we were like part of the game was to reveal your balls. So like, come out of the bathroom and be like, "Guys, I splashed water on my pants," and then people would like look at your pants.
That's why you still do this to the day. Oh my god!
I will show people my balls.
Yeah.
So how many times have you seen his testicles?
So many times.
Yeah.
Okay.
In different.
If you want to hang out long enough,
different areas, different shapes.
Yeah.
Different it's pieces like of the
Japan
testicle.
A few years ago had that square watermelon.
Sometimes it's a square. Sometimes you get the left one, sometimes the right.
Oh, yeah, it's dealer's choice.
Okay.
But never just the tip.
No. I mean, that's rude to show your penis. But to show your balls, that's funny.
Is it? Is it really?
Yeah. It's hilarious.
You and I have different definitions of funny, my friend.
I'm not saying it's the only definition of funny. I'm just saying it's part of the overall landscape of funny. Testicles are right there.
Especially if it's not a pound. I mean.
So other than your balls, sorry.
So I mean, other than that, I mean, I don't think there's anything. We have. There are topics that are off limits mm-hmm. for those reasons, but I think anything else that we want to talk about, we will talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about all kinds of stuff. I mean. We get into ruts where we talk about the same things over and over sometimes, but I mean,
and we've tried to make sure that we don't do that.
So no,
that's why we went back and re-listened to some of the episodes to make sure. Did we already talk about that? Because we forget from time to time.
Well, I mean, this is 323. Like,
yeah,
there are. I've gotten emails from people that are like, "I really liked when you did this," and I'm like, "We did that? Really?" And then I have to go back and look and be like, "Oh yeah, we did do that."
I remember like when we first met. I wouldn't say we became friends, but I don't know if you'll claim me. But like I was listening to episodes and I was like, "Blah blah blah."
That's right. You would do that. You'd hit me up on the chat and be like, it would be something totally out of context, and I'm like, "What are you talking about?
Where did you get this from?"
And he goes, "Oh, in the episode. Which episode? This one."
But then oh. I was listening to them, like. Timely, relatively.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. So since you guys have been helping me out with the show, we've recorded more than one a night.
Yes.
Like in a session.
In a session.
There, because I have to take notes. When I do the entry into the thing, when I post the episode, I can't tell you what we talked about in either one of those shows until I go back and I look at the notes. Which is why I take the notes, because it's all just fluid thought. I'm not like, I got to remember to do this. Yeah. I got to remember to talk about that. It's just whatever comes out, and that's why I write shit down, because then I could go back and be like, oh, we talked about this, this, and this.
Have you ever thought about formatting this show, probably not this show, but have you ever thought about another show and formatting that? And like with some
why
sort of
Brandon system. What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about I'm talking about
whatever
like you.
Are you trying to plug?
Like yeah. No, I'm not trying to plug.
What's on your mind?
What's on your mind, Brandon?
No, I overformat.
Is there something on the subject?
Are we going to do a show where we just show each other our balls?
Yes, that's
I mean,
that's the format.
If it's not rude, I'll take my left or right one out, not balls. Okay.
Breasts are always welcome here.
Just breasts. Okay, so
So you're practical. Mine was completely impractical.
Yin and yang.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
whatever.
True.
Yeah, it would be impolite to take my ovaries out because they're kind of inside.
So wait, going back to him showing you his balls.
Which one?
Not just
either
Kristen.
One.
It's not like Kristen
no,
and I are hanging
no,
out.
No, but she's here and nobody
here.
Else is. So.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Brooke will tell you the same thing.
Yeah, well, okay, whatever. But so when he showed you his balls, do they look like they weigh a pound? I mean, do they like drop to his knees?
Okay,
like,
so tell me in like real life setting, what would be a pound in measurement?
Do you not understand
no,
a pound?
No, I said earlier I didn't understand this weight. I wasn't joking.
You're talking about like a orange plus.
An orange is a pound?
That's probably... this.
Oh, okay,
this
so like an apple.
Yeah.
An apple or an orange. Are we literally arguing over apples and oranges now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't think an apple weighs quite a pound.
Okay, so like the
you
way
don't
that
gain
he
a pound when you eat an apple.
So the way that he does it, sometimes it looks almost like a pound because. I'm just kidding. No, his balls aren't that
what?
Big. Well, no, okay, so like, I mean, they don't like pop
they,
it out.
They don't squish them like they don't no, squish together like Play-Doh.
No,
I mean like he, they're usually separate.
No, I only do one at a time. He only does one at a time. He doesn't bring them both out because that might be a pound. I don't know.
Because one might scare the other off.
You don't know. Mm.
And we don't want to play favoritism if the left one's bigger than the right one. I don't know.
I think they're relatively the same. Maybe the left one's a little bit bigger.
If one's bigger, I think you might want to go get that checked out.
Because in boobs, you and I had the discussion. They're never.
I don't want to do the.
Yeah, boobs are not symmetrical.
Yeah,
that scares me. Moon River scares me.
Moon. What?
Yeah, Fletch. It's a Fletch reference.
Oh, we're talking about your balls.
Yeah, basically, he has to have his his stuff checked.
His prostate.
Prostate. Thank you.
And have to stick your finger in and cough.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that? Are you?
Why does that scare you?
Why does that? Because I don't want to.
I can stick my finger in your butt if you want.
I don't know.
No, okay, wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris wants his finger.
No.
Wait.
No.
What?
No. What scares you about prostate exam?
Because I don't want another dude's hand in my butt.
It could be a lady.
He's not asking you out on a date.
No, I understand that.
He didn't buy him dinner first is the problem.
No, that's not at all.
Did
that not freak you out the first time it happened?
No.
It didn't.
No.
Like it was just
maybe it's been done before.
I've had it done 4 times in my life.
When you were having your prostate examined in general?
You've just turned 43.
I've had 4 prostate exams by doctors in my life.
I would hope so. Wait, there have been other times where they're non-doctors?
There could be non-medical situations where somebody's fingers in your butt.
Yes.
Think about it.
So 2 times was the first time I ever had a kidney stone. Because they couldn't diagnose what it was. They checked a whole bunch of stuff.
They didn't do a CAT scan?
They did. Okay, I'm laying in the ER in pain.
Yeah.
Screaming in pain.
Yeah.
Now, this was Celebration, Florida, so you have to take this with a grain of salt. They checked my prostate to make sure that it wasn't something more severe.
They just wanted to stick their finger in your
butt. Maybe.
When was this?
Oh, geez. 1999 or 2000. And then I went to a urologist for the same thing. They sent me to a specialist, which was a urologist, and he did it as well. Because he wanted to make sure that there was something not else going on. Because of the way everything fucking works.
Okay.
So I have since had it 2 more times... Once for when I had diverticulitis.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And once with my urologist when I had a hole in my bladder over last summer. They did it to me. Because he wanted to make sure that there was nothing wrong with the prostate.
Makes sense.
And it literally is... he puts his finger in, he pushes on a couple things, and it fingers out. And
I think it's
nothing.
The pressure that scares me. It's not like pain that doesn't scare me. It's pressure that freaks me out.
Brandon sometimes has irrational fears.
Yeah.
Such as
I don't think that's irrational.
No, well, let me tell you why I'm saying this. He believes that if you touch his belly button,
I don't truly
it's
believe
come
this,
unraveled.
But it freaks me out. That is true. I don't like it.
He believes it's going to come undone.
But I don't like the pressure on my belly button.
Barely holding on and you stick it and it's just going to all unravel.
I have super sensitive skin too though. That is what. No, I don't like this. but no, that's what bothers me is when somebody's rubbing your skin or something like that, that sounds
where
all
are
wrong.
They rubbing you, Brandon? Is it the left one or the right one?
Okay, Brandon, I will tell you straight up that of all the things that I've had done because of diverticulitis,
which is when you go underwater too far.
Yes.
Okay.
The hole in my bladder, the things that have happened to me in my life.
Yeah.
Getting my prostate checked is the least objectionable of them all.
So I should have a hole in my bladder, get diverticulitis, and then have my prostate checked?
Go to your urologist and get a cystoscope.
A cystoscope?
No.
I've had a wand this big, which is bigger than any penis I've seen, stuck inside of me.
You stared at me when you said that, and that's accurate. That is bigger than...
That is bigger than... Anyways.
Okay. Do you know what a cystoscope is?
No, I have a horrible feeling that I don't ever want to know. Have you had this done?
Twice.
Jesus,
what
monkey.
Is a cystoscope?
A cystoscope is where they take a camera on this long tube, and they stick it into the tip of your penis, and they it slides into your bladder through your penis to check,
like catheter sized.
Yes.
Okay.
Can't they just stick it down my throat?
Nope. To check your bladder and basically to make sure that the bladder and everything between your bladder and your penis are healthy.
Now, weird question.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you have that done?
One was for the kidney stone and one was for the hole in my bladder.
Is your stream bigger now?
No, it's, it doesn't widen. It doesn't, it's not a drill. It doesn't,
I don't know this.
And did they have to do this in normal position or did they have to like,
you're laying down.
Okay. No, I mean, your
penis. What other way is there to what are you asking?
Like, I don't know.
Are you asking if I had to get hard to do it?
Did they have to make you erect?
No.
Okay.
No, but
was it November 2nd, Erection Day?
Yes. There. Okay, so this will really freak you out.
No.
So the first time that I ever had it done was around 2000, and I had what, it wasn't a kidney stone. It was kidney. They called it sand. Like they couldn't see anything on the CAT scan, but everything that was happening was consistent with stones, but they were small, so they call it sand.
Huh.
If you want to bring my dad on the show, he can tell you all about kidney stones.
Like peeing little chunks of meat. Like,
no, I know.
That's where I was.
Dad's had it.
So I go in, and they explain what this is going to be, and there's a female nurse you get undressed in front of, and you lay there.
Did and she do the same for you?
No. She basically grabs your penis with one hand, and she takes a syringe full of numbing agent, puts it in the tip of your penis, pushes down, and then squeezes so it doesn't come back out.
Huh.
So it goes
all the way down.
So once your penis is numb, they bring in the scope and they put it down the end.
My friend Jamie's in her. She could do this.
The nurse...
Is she going to practice?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
She could do this for us.
So okay. The nurse says...
How's your mom?
No, so the nurse says, this is really quick. He's going to stick it in. He's going to look around. He's going to pull it out.
That's
You'll be
what
fine.
You said.
How quick
so
was it?
So he sticks it in, and he's looking around, and he's way more thorough. And I just feel... like, so the camera's on the end of this thing, and it's got a little... another little tube that shoots water, because they got to clear... As it's going, it's shooting water, so you instantly have to pee.
Oh, gosh. Because it's filling your bladder up.
So it's filling the bladder up.
Okay, from the other
So now you're completely way. Numb. So ooh. When they yank the thing out, you piss all over the place because...
There's nowhere else to go.
You can't help it. You can't hold it in because
so what
do
they
you're
do?
Numb.
What
do they like
do?
Cover just, you up? And yeah. Like, okay.
You just pee on yourself. But it's all clean water at that point.
Yeah.
Like, okay. You fasted and you've done all this other shit. So the second time I did this, I'm completely prepared. And the doctor walks in. The nurse walks in, sits me down, and says he'll be with you in a second. I'm like, all right. She tells me to get undressed, sit, lay down on the thing. He comes in, no numbing agent, no nothing.
Oh no!
Pushed it in. I'm like, okay.
No.
And he was like, I was like, they numbed me the last time he did this. He's like, yeah, you don't need that.
Like, but I liked it better.
Okay.
I think this needs to be a discussion.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
Why did he say he didn't need it?
I don't know. He just said, yeah, we can do this without it. It's fine.
Maybe he figured you did it the first time. So, you know, you're a champ.
You do not speak to him ever again.
Who's on duty? No.
Have you seen that guy again?
I have a couple times, but like.
You don't need to. Because that guy's.
He's also had his finger up my ass. Checking my prostate, so, you know.
You don't need that either, apparently.
We're on a first name basis, apparently, at this point. Ooh. But going back to the prostate thing, man. You have... It's nothing, dude.
It's
truly nothing.
Especially without a numbing agent.
Yeah. Although the easiest thing I've ever been through is a colonoscopy. The prep sucks because of how much you go to the bathroom.
Is it through your butt or
through your
mouth? Okay.
And basically, they turn you on your side, they hit you full of shit, and you just see a tunnel go whoop, and then you come back up, and it's all done.
Wow.
Oh, so you get...
They put you under.
It's fucking phenomenal, yeah.
Huh. Wait, why is it phenomenal?
Because you don't feel anything. There's no pain afterwards, there's nothing. Yeah. You're just gone, and then you're back.
See, that would
bother. Because it's a normal-sized hole.
Well, I don't know the size of the camera they're sticking up there.
Well, that's true.
But, I mean, I've seen some of the things that come out of me. Like,
you could probably
like
ask. stuff. Well, the sphincter, no, yeah, like, no, bend, stretches. Like,
yeah,
like,
oh, that, yeah.
That's what, yeah, so that's for me. Like, I remember, like, a few weeks, I think it's been, like, the last few weeks where I was like, oh, God, and it hurt. And I was like, that shouldn't hurt that much for that little bit, but it did.
Maybe you should go to the doctor.
Yeah, you might want to get that checked out.
It shouldn't hurt.
Before you have to have your prostate exam.
I do poop blood a lot.
Yeah, that is a
problem. Are you regular?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you regular at pooping blood?
No.
Oh, wait, you're pooping blood?
A little bit every once in a while.
I mean, sometimes, like, things tear.
Yeah.
Like, if you're straining really hard.
If that were happening consistent, yeah, yeah.
Then, like, a little bit of blood is fine, but it should stop after a normal amount of time. Or you could have hemorrhoids.
I don't have that.
Are you sure? You can have them internal.
You can have internal hemorrhoids.
I don't have that.
Where, like,
if you're pooping a lot, that means you're wiping a lot, which means you might have hemorrhoids.
No, I'm not pooping a lot. I'm pooping a normal amount, hence regular.
Can we talk about y'all
bodily functions?
Yeah,
ask any questions.
Like, okay, so, like, the consistency of poop should be, like, a frosty. That is the consistency that means everything is completely
balanced. There's a scale.
There
is a scale.
I don't know if that's accurate.
There's a poop scale.
No.
Does it weigh about a pound?
Yes.
Can we go back to Nazis?
You asked
Siri,
about bodily,
show me the poop scale.
Bodily function.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay,
and it's a bunch
I
of shit.
Found this on the web for the poop scale.
It's called the Bristol Stool Scale.
Bristol Palin Tools Scale.
So I used to have this actually printed out as a joke and put on my refrigerator when I. But that, there you go. That's what your poop's supposed to. Like, there's actual,
does it,
like,
tell you the color and everything, too?
Yep. If it's, like, rabbit pellets or if it's soft
normal.
And mushy.
Mine's type 4.
Like, what you need to eat. Well, you're just type 4. Oh, my gosh.
That's the Bristol Stool
Mine's
Scale.
Mine's type 4 normally.
Okay. Is it, like, type 4 all the time?
Hence, normally.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the
apparently
scale.
Apparently, I'm confusing.
Unless it's Mexican and then it's,
wait,
like,
does it
a
tell
river.
You? Okay. It should tell you what to do to fix that, though.
Well, that's, like, just about the scale. I mean, that's when you go to your doctor and say, hey, I've been having number ones for
number one.
For like a month and a half
but
now.
It's number two.
Well.
Okay, so number four is like a smooth,
no,
soft sausage or snake, which means normal. But if that sausage shape has cracks in surface, still normal.
Yeah.
Bubble snakes?
No.
Or heat
what?
Snakes?
Wait,
what was
the
thing
the
from
I did have corn in my poop the other day, yeah.
Parks and Rec?
Oh.
Ever see that where Chris Pratt's like, I have heat snakes?
Heat snakes.
Inflammation.
Yeah.
That's if it's liquidy?
Separate hard lumps. That's how
liquidy.
I think of Kristen.
I'm not a hard lump. What? You lost your mind?
BSF scale.
What does the F part stand for?
Why do you have
BS
such an old iPhone?
BS is a bunch of bullshit.
Because I don't need a new one. This one works just fine.
That's an iPhone 4.
No, it's a 5.
That's a 5?
That's a 5.
Siri still talks to him?
Yeah.
That's true.
Fuck off.
Is this a work phone or not a work
phone? No, that's mine.
That's his phone.
Why haven't you thought about upgrading?
Because I don't really need to.
Okay.
Does everything I need it to do? New ones don't do anything special?
Take better pictures.
Yeah.
What else would you like to know about his bodily functions?
Yeah. What? Any other?
Nothing. I think I've reached the apex of
any other
about Chris's bodily functions for today.
So in the morning.
I'm not saying we're not going to wake up with questions.
I'm extremely regular. I go twice a day.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like
at least.
What does your pee smell like?
All depends on what you eat.
This took a weird turn. Okay.
Yeah, that's super weird. Can I taste it?
You want to taste your pee? I mean, I guess you can.
Who are you, Craig Robinson, and this is the end?
Yeah.
It's not sanitary, but...
I miss watching that movie. Like, I watched it a lot when it first came out. I watched it, like, 5 times. Like, not in the movie theater. The only movie I've seen 5 times in the movie theater, I think, that I can recall, is The Dark Knight, Spider-Man 1, and, like, Home Alone I saw 7 times. That's the movie I've seen most of the movie.
I saw the original 1989 Batman 13 times in the theater.
Wow, dude, that's dedication.
Yeah.
I saw it twice, and then I bought it at Walgreens downtown when there was still a Walgreens downtown.
I do have a question about pee, though.
Mm-mm. Sure.
I took us all the way to 89
I
Batman.
I know, but I was still in my question. I don't want to interrupt
it's
you.
It's fine. That's the way the show works. Go ahead.
So, like, if y'all were in the woods and you did have activated charcoal, would you drink your own pee?
No.
Am I dying of thirst?
Well, I mean, you gotta have water. You've been out there for a week.
No, you've not stated that, though. That's...
I'm telling you now.
Yeah, you gotta be more upfront about that.
Yeah, because like if it's
so
Tuesday,
so
I'm
am
just
I in a plane crash and I'm in the woods and I just happen to have a kit with me?
Anchorman was about that originally.
I think you should always have a kit with you. You should always be prepared. And I'm getting funny looks. Okay. No, I mean if you're camping. If you're out camping, you've lost your way. You have no GPS signal.
If I'm out camping, the world has ended.
Well, okay. Let's pretend like you like to camp. And pretend you're out in the woods. And you've been out there for half of a week.
If it's a matter of life or death, yes.
Yeah.
Because you've got the activated charcoal, which is supposed to clean all the toxins out. Like, you can drink stream water. Would you drink stream water before you would drink your own pee?
Yeah.
Probably.
100%. I've drank stream water, like, in the last year.
Were you lost in the woods for
That's where he got the brain bug from.
No. Is that where they come from?
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're worms in the water. That's why I'm asking.
Seriously? They're worms?
Yeah. Not the ones that we drank.
Wasn't there somebody here, like, real recently that went swimming and got, like, something in their ear or something?
Yeah.
And it killed them?
Yeah.
What?
Like,
yeah, that's why I don't go in lakes around
this
here.
This is why I don't leave my home most of the time.
Yep.
I go on my back porch, and that is as far into nature as I want to.
Well, you wouldn't drink the marsh water out there.
No. Well, that's gross, though. That's salt water, first and foremost.
Yeah, but, I mean...
A large difference. You're not aware there's a large difference between salt water and fresh water.
I am quite aware.
Obviously.
I was a biology major. So, yes.
Hence why I'm a biology major. That's why I want to know so much about pee.
Okay. We can go back to your Batman now.
Would you drink Batman's
Would
pee?
You drink your own pee?
I would.
Okay. Yeah, well, who's got an issue with that if they're, like, dying of thirst in the West, is what I was about to say, but no, it doesn't make any sense.
In the West?
I've got an earworm according to the stream water that you guys just told me.
I mean, chances are, though, if you've been out in the woods for 5 days without any water, you're not going to be peeing a lot.
Well, you still have to pee.
Yeah, but at that point, it's almost all toxins.
Well, then you'd be filtering a lot of those toxins out.
Well.
Then maybe you do want to drink the stream water instead.
Probably.
Can we do one of these and then shoot it to YouTube live so people can watch us be idiots?
Well.
Just once.
You can just Periscope for that.
That's true. You can just Periscope. I guess people would get a kind of a kick out of that.
They're talking about urine. Come here.
Come here, Martha.
Now he's talking about cameras in his penis.
No, there's so many medical procedures that I don't want to go through.
So, in the heat of passion, you've never had a girl play with your butt?
Nope.
My friend, there are some things in life that you're letting you pass by.
Well, that's not for me. That's for them.
No, it's also for the guys.
No, I'm not saying that is for them. I don't do that to them either. It's not like, hey, okay.
You're gonna. Well, you stick your finger up my butt all the time.
That is a good game.
And he calls it a game.
Well,
is he hitting penetration or is it just... No. All right.
Sometimes he gets it in there, but a lot of times he misses. Because my butt's all like everywhere.
Well, one time I stuck a pencil up her butt in front of her mom and her mom laughed.
Like... In your butt?
Yeah, in my butt. Not like,
up
not
the
like,
butthole? Wait,
how do I?
No.
How do I explain this?
Like I just.
I was laying down. Wait, no, was this when I was standing up? Because you've done it on more than one occasion. I already said that. Get with it.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm deaf.
You've also put a lighter on my butt. Like one of those.
Yeah,
big,
I did actually light
like
a lighter.
Stick lighters.
I did actually light it. It was funny.
That wasn't funny for me.
Super funny.
No.
For
he puts all kinds of stuff in my butt.
Wow.
I feel like that could completely be taken the wrong way.
Well, it could be.
Not in a sexual way. It's just to see if I can do it. Without
it's like
noticing.
A challenge for him.
It is a challenge.
And I don't.
You
understand.
Don't think that she wouldn't notice something going into her butt?
There have been times. I've gotten a few things in there. Like when you were watching a movie.
Are you talking between the cheeks?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking about like a finger in
sometimes
your butt.
In the hole.
But that's unintentional.
Yeah.
That's just...
It just happens
That's
sometimes.
Just par for the course.
Okay.
If I'm by par, yes. you mean her butthole, and okay. by course, you mean her butt.
I'm just saying, a little experimentation. You may find that it's an enjoyable experience at the right moment.
Have you done this several times, or just...
A couple. I've dated some adventurous women in my past.
In your past?
They used feathers and...
So this isn't like last Thursday?
No. No, not in a while.
Okay.
But I will say it was quite the experience. I'm not going to say I'm ashamed of it or anything like that. It was.
I'm not saying anybody would be ashamed of that. I'm just saying it's not my bag, personally. Okay.
How do you know?
I don't know if I'll ever find out. There may be some things out there that are wonderful.
You can do it to yourself, too, when you're, you know, taking care of business.
A bidet.
I have a bidet. I do own a bidet.
Well, no, I'm not saying that, but like, make that sure hurts, you're nice and clean.
Well, you can control the pressure.
Yeah, but even when it hurts,
you
sometimes.
Don't have to do it.
He's
hard.
Got it set on fire hose, and he just like goes shooting off the toilet.
Do you use it ever? Yeah. Does anybody use my bidet other than me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never seen your bidet, so I don't.
It like attaches. Yet. Well, we can't use it right now though, because
because it's attached to the toilet.
That's not working.
And we're in a different house.
Well, okay. If I used it right now, that would be kind of awkward.
I got a water gun downstairs.
All right, I'll turn around.
And I can put it up her butt.
Up the butt. So as long as you use the bidet first, then you can do some butt experimentation.
Started with Nazis and just was all...
What?
We have,
in the butt.
We have devolved. But it's fine.
Butt.
I'm just saying you might want to experiment a little bit. You'd be shocked.
That's why apparently like the... The exams are sometimes pleasurable.
Did you find that pleasurable?
No.
Okay.
But I'm also secure enough in my sexuality where it didn't bother me either.
I'm secure enough in my sexuality. I just have issues with like pressure and things like that.
You are going to feel a little pressure, but it's not going to be...
That freaks me out. That's just like part of my like just set of million fears. It's pressure.
Do you think it stems a little bit from your brother and his eye?
Good. I don't know.
But his brother has cerebral palsy, and he can't have like a lot of pressure on his eye.
I don't know. But that's new, relatively speaking. Mm. That's been in the last 15 years, 20 years.
Gotcha.
But he used to have a machine to check his glaucoma, which we had the house. So he had to like have air shoot in your eye, and like a laser took.
That freaks me out. Eye stuff freaks me out.
They did that when I went a couple weeks ago to get my eyes checked.
Yeah.
But they did this thing instead of that. They put this thing that like goes up against your eye and then like it like touches your eyeball or whatever.
No, God, no.
Wait,
why would
touches
you do that?
Your eyeball?
Well, like they were checking the pressure in my eye without pressing the air thing.
Okay.
And it's like it rested on my forehead.
Right.
And they were like, you're going to feel kind of like, you can feel your eyelashes move.
Okay.
Nope.
And I guess something was like just touching the eye or to see where the eye was. I don't know.
Nope. Not for me. Nope.
And they said it was better than the air thing. I said, okay. I haven't
like
had an eye
register?
Exam in like 25 years. So
really? Why?
Huh. Because I've never needed it.
How do you know? You haven't wanted one in 25 years.
If he can see things.
Well, so I went and the dude looked and he said, how old are you? And I said, 43. And he goes, when was the last time you had an eye exam? I said, probably high school. And he goes, for 43, your eyes are in remarkable condition. I have a little bit in my left eye, a little prescription, and my right eye is perfectly normal, and my right eye compensates for my left eye.
My doctor said, your eyes are shaped like footballs.
Yep.
Good fucking luck in life, and you'll never get LASIK. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's astigmatism. Okay. I can't even, like, it hurts me to put... contacts in my eye.
Yeah, I would never be able to put contacts if I had
I can
to wear glasses.
Do it. It just freaks me out.
I would rather wear glasses.
I almost wore my geek glasses for you tonight. So you know the glasses that Michael Douglas wears as Hank Pym and Ant-Man?
Yeah.
The clear and then the silver bottoms. I found out who made those and I basically bought those specific types of frames from them and had them shipped in and had them made in my glasses.
Man, I thought I was a nerd. Nope.
I also bought black Converse because I liked iRobot. I go for weird product placement.
You like iRobot?
I liked that movie. I thought it was an excellent Alex Proyas movie. It's not Dark City or The Crow, but it's up there. It's better than...
Shia LaBeouf's best work.
Shia LaBeouf wasn't in that movie.
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Because it's that good of a movie.
No, that movie's... Why don't you like that movie?
That is a terrible film.
That is not a terrible film. Did you watch Gods of Egypt? That's a terrible film, and that's also by Alex Proyas.
I didn't love iRobot.
Did you watch The Knowing? That's a terrible film.
That is a terrible.
Is The Knowing the Nick Cage one?
Nick Cage and Rose Byrne.
With the really cool plane crash? Is that The Knowing?
I got torn up over that part.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, I mean...
I mean, it's an incredible shot from a visual effects standpoint.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's phenomenal. It's hard to watch, but it's...
Yeah, it is hard to watch.
Yeah. You know. But I like iRobot.
Okay. Nobody's perfect, I guess, is the moral.
Why
here?
Don't you? I mean, it's not Highland.
It's sitting on the shelf behind me.
Okay.
I'm not going to say I don't own it, but I don't
you
think it's a
season
great.
One of
I don't
CSI.
Own it.
Yes. Why? Gil Grissom is the man, dude.
Well, you only own the first season of CSI.
Do you know how much CSI there is?
One, two. About the time I think that was a gift from somebody.
Okay.
Because I watched CSI every day.
Okay.
When it was on TV a whole bunch, and it came right about the time when I lost the completist attitude of like I got to get this.
Oh yeah.
Now you've just made Brandon's head explode.
Yeah. Well, save a lot of money by
yeah.
by not being a completist.
You're more than welcome.
It's that OCD kicking in.
Yeah, I sold things off because I was a completist. I was like, why am I... Like, I still own 5 seasons of The Simple Life, but yes, I sold off a lot of stuff because of that.
Well.
He owns all of the Bring It Ons. I know we spoke about a little bit about that before, but...
Just Bring It On.
The first
Bring It
One's
On again.
Good.
Bring It On, In It to Win It.
He's going to do it like, wait, no.
I like the fact that you know all of them.
I can't remember the last two, though. In It to Win It's part 3, and then there's All or Nothing, which is part 4 with Hayden Panettiere, or maybe that's part 3. I can't remember. And then Lose Something is part 5. I can't remember, but part 5 took place at Universal Studios in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Just need to watch the first one. That's all.
Yeah, that's pretty much
first one the best.
That's accurate. Yeah, it's the only good one.
Okay. Really is.
Have you watched Ben Bring It On, the original?
No. I can't say I have.
We told him about the musical.
Are there spaceships in it?
There are.
Are
not
there?
No. Spaceships, no.
We're is Nazis. There faster than light travel?
There is...
They throw girls up really high real quick.
There is...
Are there aliens?
Who's the redhead?
Guns?
Sabrina the Teenager's
Murder.
Best
girls.
Friend. Yeah, girls.
Girls. Yeah. Short skirts.
Well,
I watch porn. I don't really care if they're in a movie.
You're like, I don't need clothes.
Yeah.
Bring it on my chest.
It's already been broken.
Way too far, Brandon.
That's too far.
Okay, so I was trying to buy Alice in Wonderland.
Accurate. This
at one
happened.
Point. And I now own the porn version.
From 1975.
From 1970.
The 30th anniversary.
Of Alice in Wonderland.
Getting railed by the Mad Hatter.
And the Humpty Dumpty had to get himself up again.
Did you
nice.
Watch it?
I saw the scenes on the back.
Okay, so
you
as a female, do you ever watch porn?
Yeah.
Okay. So what would be wrong with watching the Alice in Wonderland?
I can bring it in if you guys want to watch it.
I'm good.
That'd be a little weird.
I don't want to watch the 30th anniversary of any porn.
What now?
I don't want to watch the 30th anniversary of any porn.
It is old school porn, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like the weird like soundtracks and shit.
What is that? What's that one with Sylvester Stallone?
We Keeping You Up?
One Night at Stallions or something like that?
It's called Italian Stallion.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He's an Italian Stallion.
No, I trust me.
It's where he got the name from.
This is Sylvester Stallone trivia, so I know this. It's not that.
Okay.
I guarantee you he was in a movie called Italian Stallion as the stud. Look it up.
One Night at the Stud.
Oh,
because actually, I couldn't So the director,
you thought it was about horses?
Well, no, the director of the original Rocky just died.
Yeah, that
was, and I kept thinking to myself, no, Sylvester Stallone directed the original Rocky.
No, he wrote it, but not
the right. So when I looked it up, I under where it said director, right above that was his acting credits. And
the
it,
Party at Kitty and Studs.
Okay, but look up his IMDb page.
What is quicker. The Party at Kitty okay. and Studs?
Quicker.
That's the.
Come on, Siri.
I go God damn program. It, quicker. Oh, sorry.
Your
that's
host.
A bad word for them.
I don't know. I don't care if you do it. I just don't want to put that out in the universe. Somebody's going to strike me with lightning. What are we looking at? Okay, Sylvester.
You were looking at porn last time I checked.
I think you're talking about another movie made by him, right?
What party movie were you talking about?
No, that's the porn that he was... The Party at Kitty and Studs was the name of the movie.
So yeah. look up his acting credits.
I'm looking at...
And go down to the bottom.
The Square Root, Downhill Racer, Rebel, Pigeons, Lover and Other Strangers, Italian Stallion. Yeah.
Where he played?
Stud, yeah.
See?
Stud.
But I was also right.
The stud is in the other porn movie, I would assume. He became the stud probably in this one. The Making of a Stud.
Before he was Rocky, he was and still is the Italian Stallion.
So the first time I actually watched porn, I was not meaning to. I was with my friend Maggie, and we were in Germany, and I was like 15, 16.
Okay.
And so, no, we weren't in Germany. We went to Switzerland. We had left Germany. We went to Switzerland. And we were clicking through the TV, and we're like, oh, this looks interesting. It opens on a nice, like, scene in a cafe. And then the costumes were pretty. We're like, okay, cool. We don't know what's going on because it's not in English. And then all of a sudden, some guy walks in dressed up as a cop, but then starts derobing. And we're like, what's going on? And so then he, like, makes his way over, and he's like, I'll have a banana split, and then, like, presents himself. We're like, I think we're watching porn.
So they have porn on TV
on
in
TV,
Switzerland?
Just in the hotel room. Yep.
When were you in Switzerland?
Okay, so the first trip that I ever made out of the country was with my friend Maggie in, like, 1996.
You were, like, 12?
Like, 13, 14. 14 or 15. How? Yeah. I had to have been 13.
Fucking 96, I was.
So I watched porn when I was 13.
I was in the middle of high school, so don't feel.
Well, we went over to visit a family actually from church. When did
you graduate?
That were in
92?
Germany.
93. Oh. I was in college.
So yeah. So anyway, so we went over to Germany, and then they took us around to Switzerland and France, and
someone saw her. Then she saw someone's underpants.
Well,
oh, more than that.
One in France.
But
in
I mean, now she room. Sees your balls constantly. So that's what the true. Hell?
Well, I wanted to remember the good times.
Oh,
is that a good time, or does she run screaming in the other direction?
I didn't say running. Kristen.
Oh, let's talk about the slap bracelet incident.
Let's not talk about that. Let's talk
so
about
Brandon,
the first.
So Brandon makes these comments
that are not meant to be.
That are not meant to be, but they definitely are.
And they do come across as such. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. What are some of those comments?
Come across as what?
So Kristen and
sexist,
I.
Sexist, racist.
Kristen's got a butt.
I think we all have butts.
Yeah. Well, you got a butt.
But so, what?
So we were sitting, the first one that I recall was we were sitting in a ride, like the haunted ride-throughs at the, what?
Not, I hit the microphone.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hit a ride through like the haunted thing at the fair, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've taken
where the seat's like the this big.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. the seat wasn't. And so we're, Kristen and I, they put Brooke and John in the front and they're like, the bigger side is in the back, so you two are going to have to ride in the back to me and Kristen. And we're like, okay, cool. So we, like, try to sit down, but, like, we get log jammed, like Kristen and I. And I go, Kristen, your butt's all, like, everywhere.
It's like, okay, noted.
Yeah, so.
Such a romantic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then did she proceed to punch you in the face?
No, I'm surprised she hasn't yet.
It's still there.
But, yeah, so I keep making those kind of comments that are, that in context make okay sense, and then out of context sound really,
just
really rude.
Sound like you're calling me a fatty.
Yeah, that is actually what it sounds like, but I'm not.
So the comment about the slap bracelet Not quite sure what he actually meant to say.
I don't know what I said, because she cracked me up with what she actually thought I said.
So he takes a slap bracelet, which I don't know if you guys know or remember, but they're supposed to go on your wrist, which, I don't know, that's pretty tiny. So he slaps it on my ankle, to which I hear, your chunky leg won't fit. I have no idea what he actually said, because I'm looking at him in shock, like, did you just say my chunky leg wouldn't fit?
And I lost it, because it was too funny. It was just a matter of fact. What? And I was like, no, why would I say that?
It's like, you totally did. And he's like, no, I didn't, but that's really funny. And I was like, it's hilarious. And I go, well, then what did you say if that's not what you actually said? It's like, I don't know.
At all of what I had actually just said.
So I'm pretty sure that's what he actually said.
Why would I say that, though? Makes no sense.
You have a history of accidentally
insulting you.
Insulting me.
Yeah, that is true.
And she's still your friend.
And she is still my friend. So that speaks to character.
No, maybe she's just bored.
Maybe she's got brain damage. Like the maybe guy.
Maybe have dementia.
In Argentina.
And I'm from Argentina.
Argentina.
Tana.
You eventually are going to think that you're Hitler.
I am Hitler.
She's going to write a book about it.
I have a mustache. This is my mustache. Did you not ever have, like, when you were little, draw mustaches on your fingers? And
no. Because I don't like drawing on myself.
Nope. Kirsten.
You know this is a fact.
But I did that when I was little.
Do you get bothered by writing, like, numbers on your hand? Or
no.
Okay, just me then.
He hates writing on bodies.
I hate being dirty.
Yeah, well, that's a different... Explain. You hate being dirty in what context?
Just in all contexts.
Some contexts, it's fun. Just saying.
True. Yeah, that's true.
In some contexts, you can stick your finger up your butt and be pleasured.
Yes.
But. Don't know about that, huh?
Oh, God, guys.
Don't knock it until you've tried it.
I wouldn't knock it if I were in the middle of trying it, just in case.
You should probably have somebody who's done it. You should probably have a girl do it to you who's done it before, so she knows where
what to do?
Press.
Make sure she has like fingernails that are trimmed.
Yeah.
Or gloves.
Yeah, exactly. Like Rocky.
I don't know. She could be dressed up as a nurse.
Hello, nurse.
Like in the 311 album cover. In a 311?
Sure.
I don't know. Don't look at me.
Who is the... Is this a 311?
I don't know. I'd say probably Eminem, but what do I know?
You don't remember the album cover with the nurse and the glove?
I don't know if it's 311. You have a
guys, if
cell
you
phone.
Can write, contact us here. And you look like you're just going to cut us off.
Nope.
Are you going to let us hang yourselves a little bit further?
Sure.
You have to look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to look this up.
Because okay. I have no idea what you're talking about. This show consists of a lot of Brandon looking up shit.
Okay, wait. Chris looked up shit, too.
Yeah, but he's singing out for you, so. He actually asked Siri things, and if you were smart, you could say, okay, Samsung.
Blink 182. I was a few numbers off.
Oh. Isn't that the same band?
No.
They both sound the same.
They're pretty much the same band.
I like Blink 182.
It's all crap rock.
Yeah, that is true. Pop punk.
Hey now, I'm an all-star.
That was actually Smash Mouth.
See, it's all the same.
What?
All the same.
We need to have a discussion on Smash Mouth at some point.
Well, Chris doesn't like Smash Mouth.
No, nobody does. Smash Mouth is like the Nickelback of the late 90s.
Well, somebody liked them because they sold a shitload of albums.
Which one? Smash Mouth or Nickelback?
Smash Mouth.
So did Chumbawamba. Thumping.
True story.
Yeah. Well, I kind of remember
the guys
that.
Who did the Macarena.
Hey, Macarena.
Hi.
Oh, there's the dog.
You did.
Oh, my gosh.
Way to piss him off.
I didn't. I didn't sing Chumbawamba.
No, it was a Hey Macarena.
Oh,
you went.
So in the realm of bad songs, we'll go out on this. During New Year's of 2000, 1999 into 2000, I was working in a theme park in Florida, which will remain unnamed.
SeaWorld. No, I'm just kidding.
And we went through a bunch of drills about what would happen if 12 o'clock hit and everything shut off. Remember the whole, yeah. Y2K bullshit yeah. thing.
I was definitely there.
So I was working a DJ stand, and the dude had this fascination with the song Mambo Number 5.
Oh, gosh.
And was would his wife play Monica? It. I don't know. He would play it every 15 minutes.
Wait, how did he play it? Oh, you were at a DJ stand.
I was...
You weren't the actual DJ.
No, I was the audio tech at a DJ stand.
Gotcha.
And he would play it every 15 minutes because his thought was, it gets people dancing and it's new people constantly going by, so we'll just keep constantly playing it.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I literally, the entire night, up until he was done, I patched his output through a pitch shifter. And every time he played Mambo Number 5, I dropped the pitch one more degree, and to where all of a sudden it sounded like it was real deep, and then I started going the other way until it sounded like chipmunks. He never caught on. He just let it go, and I was like, he's not fucking paying attention.
Nope.
So why should I have to
do it? That's amazing.
And on that night, I heard Mambo Number 5 50 times.
You're kidding me.
No, it was fucking horrific.
What's new?
And that's how I rang in Y2K.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I believe I was in the same place drinking a really bad gin and tonic.
Sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
We busted into a party. Well, okay, we didn't bust in.
No, it was an open bar.
We just went to the bar that was inside a tent.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Interesting. We weren't there then because I didn't know you at that point because it was 2000 and I didn't meet you until 2003.
Yeah, that's probably true.
That's 100%
unless
true.
We built a time machine.
100% true.
I did not meet you until later.
So I wasn't having that gin and tonic and you definitely were not with me.
That's true because you weren't drinking at that
time. I did not drink until 3 years later, right around the time that I met you.
Hmm.
Oh, what?
Interesting. All right, well. So I guess the big announcement is that John is coming back.
Yay!
Woo!
So I talked to John briefly via text. He is back in
the country.
Do you
think he'll listen to this episode?
No.
Okay.
So he's coming back. What I'm planning on doing is to do a show with him next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then see about getting everybody, since you guys were so gracious to come help out over the last however many weeks. So that just wasn't me rambling on for 12 minutes.
It was, hold on, what episode are we on? 333?
323.
We started 310, yeah. So 13 weeks.
No, that can't.
We started on 310, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think there was an episode that John did in the middle of that.
Yeah, so 12 out of 13 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, these people have been listening to us for 2 months, 3 months.
Wow.
I'm sorry, guys.
You're welcome. Write your congressman. Mark?
Yeah, something like that. Okay, well. So we will do a show where it's all of us so that everybody's...
If John says it's okay.
If John says it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what he'll say. I don't think he's really got an option at this point.
He has an option. I mean,
he can not call in, I guess.
Yeah, that theoretically
but whatever.
That could happen.
But, so is there anything you guys want to plug before...
Percy Patchett's coming back on July 1st, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else new and exciting?
No, not yet. I mean, we have things, but I don't know.
We're talking about doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff on the horizon.
We might be turning Dance Monkey Dance into a podcast network if things work out. So.
If you're still talking to me this episode.
It's the weird butt stuff.
See, in order for this to happen, I'm going to make Brandon put his finger up his own ass.
Oh, damn it. Take a
just to see what it's like. And if he doesn't do it, we'll then it. Nothing.
I'm 100% not playing for this for my mom.
Can I put a pencil up your butt?
You've done it to her. It's only fair.
That is accurate.
I want to get very far.
You have had your thumb up my butt, too, though.
Well, I mean, not all the way.
Not like, yeah.
I actually have, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We have a game called Thumb Up Your Butt. where anybody's
Well, it's a game that Brandon made up about my butt.
It's everybody's butt. It's a general butt
thing.
It's
everybody's butt.
Okay. All right.
So podcast network.
So possibly that might be coming. We'll see. But other than that, is there anything else you guys want to plug?
I could be found at Twitter.
At Twitter. At Twitter. On Twitter. Over Twitter. Beyond Twitter.
I can be found at Twitter.
I made up Twitter. You're welcome.
I wonder who does have at Twitter.
Probably the Twitter people.
Do you think they tweet?
Probably.
Okay. I don't know. We can check.
Okay.
So, anyways, I am on Twitter at SUD1183.
I'm on... Percy's on Twitter at Percy.Patchett. And then I'm on Twitter at Brandon.Joiner80.
I'm sure.
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
I'm
probably not.
And if you want to get in touch with me, you can always send me an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. We also have Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all that stuff. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
Brandon.
Kristen.
Have a good week.